Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's November 11th, 2012. This is Veterans Day and the day after the major elections of the world. And because I call it major elections of the world for various reasons, which we'll get into on the show today. I want to thank the new listeners, and I want to thank the veterans that are out there that are listening to Parker Pathways. You know, we're supporting, I have a great support network system to support the Veterans Administration hospitals and the processes of that go along with that, which are quite involved to help the veterans. And also I want to give a great prayer support out there to the survivors of Hurricane Santa, Hurricane Sandy. I have an interview published in the American Free Press on the recent issue, which is called Superbugs, and it's a narration taken to the process of the types of problems that are ensuing from serious infections that in such a way they're drug resistant bacteria. After the break, we're going to try to place in my interview of music legend Charlie Daniels on Behold a Pale Horse. We'll see you after the break. 800-313-9443.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now he's saying, this is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. We have today with us an American patriot and a Christian, and was inducted in the Grand Ole Opry in January 2008, Charlie Daniels.
Sir. Good to be with you today.
Yes, sir. And I want you to just be free to give your opinion as to what you think after the election today and you think of America and what's going on.
I am not pleased with the election. I was hoping it would go the other way. I am very concerned about our country, very concerned about what the path that's being taken. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel as long as we stay on the path that we're on right now. I don't see how you can get out of debt by borrowing more money and having to pay it back. I don't see the fiscal policies of the Obama administration are unworkable and will not be successful. I see we've got a deadlock, but nothing has basically changed in Washington. If we hadn't even had the election, things would have stayed basically the same way they are. They would not have, this election changed nothing, actually, as far as the balance of power is concerned. We have a Senate that is under the control of a man who I have absolutely no respect for, Harry Reid, who I think is a political hack.
That's right.
Who is concerned with the same thing most people in Washington are concerned with power. I don't think he particularly gives a damn about the country. I think he cares about his career and his political party, and I think that he is very particular about what he lets come to the Senate floor. Now, these bunch of idiots have not passed a budget. I thought that was against the law. I thought that was their constitutional
duty. Yeah, you're right, and that's happened for some years, yeah.
If they don't abide by the law, how are we abide by the law? If the president hides things from the public, as in this Benghazi situation, if they had things mm-hmm. like this Fast and Furious thing,
that's right.
if the law is going to be selectively enforced by the Attorney General, we're in a hell of a mess here.
That's exactly
we're
right.
We're all messed up.
You know what?
And, you know, I was hoping some change would be made this time around. It's not. To be perfectly honest with you about it, I don't see anything good happening the next 4 years.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. Like Newsweek magazine today has the cover called The Obama Conquest, and he's got a sword and an epaulette on his cape.
Yeah,
and,
well.
And Obama, he was only in office since a few days ago, and his first act was installing a global gun redistribution treaty in the United Nations. That's what
he did. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come after. But, you know, the most popular statement in 2 years from now, or maybe even less, is going to be, I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Yeah.
When I voted for Obama, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't realize Obamacare was going to be like this. I didn't realize that, you know, that they were going to try to take my guns away from me. I didn't realize that so many of my rights were going out the door. I didn't realize that my taxes were going up. I thought they were just going to put taxes up on rich people. I didn't know my taxes were going up. I didn't know my company was going out of business.
Right.
I didn't know I was going to get laid off from my job. I didn't realize that my services were going to be cut. I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that. I didn't know things were going to be this way when I voted for Obama.
I'm going to dedicate, that's right, and I'm going to dedicate a statement that is on Behold a Pale Horse on the DVD. It says, let's ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
We need 10,000 Paul Revere's.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to dedicate this thing to, Charlie.
Right.
I'm going to make sure that you're placed right in the top with medicine and law and the rest of the kinds of audiences we have here for Partner Pathways. And another thing. You got a song coming out that's Take Back the USA, and I have a feeling that it's coming out, if I understand it. And the thing is that a lot of people after the election, they felt that they had lost their country. And that's the kind of thing my listeners tell me.
I think that's our knee-jerk reaction. But actually we have it, because when you stop and think about it, almost half of the country went against. You know,
right. 49%,
thing.
Right.
It was not a landslide by any stretch of the imagination. If you look at what was put together and you look at the way it was put together, it was like it's a strategic type situation that they targeted and immobilized and energized the people that they needed to win this election. They didn't
exactly
have
right.
anybody else.
They've been doing it for running for office 3 or 4 years already.
Right.
You know.
So they went ahead and that's what they did. And it's like, you know, I don't know why people can't understand that, but you know what, Doctor? These next 4 years are going to be tough on a lot of people that have no idea they're going to be tough on them. It's going to be a real trial for our nation to get through these next 4 years. And when we do get through these next 4 years, you're going to have a lot of believers out there that, you know, are going to say, I have had enough of this. The only problem that we've got, if we continue to let this entitlement class grow, there are going to be so many of them, we will never, ever elect another president that is not that's going to do the same thing that Obama's going to do. So that's
absolutely right, Charlie.
So what we need to do now is to look at the Congress and the Senate. That's where our power is going to be for these next 4 years. This next midterm election is just paramount importance. We need mm-hmm. to put people mm-hmm. up there.
You're absolutely right, because the Senate's the only legal body that can overturn things like Obamacare or develop kind of different treaty clauses and things of this sort
right.
that we need. See? And I think that you have a statement that in your on Pale Horse Running Wild, and I'm going to tell you something. From your lyrics of your song in Behold a Pale Horse, I was looking it over today, and I said, well, that's what's happening on November 9th. This is Charlie's lyrics right here. It's happening right out of the lyrics.
It is. It absolutely is.
The way you wrote that, Charlie, was that it was prophetic, because what's happening is it's like a hand of God of your own thinking, you know? That's the way I felt about it, and that's the way I'm going to promote your record, if I may.
Well, God is still in control. We must remember that to start with.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he is sovereign, and he is in control. And another thing that I think is going to affect this nation is our relationship with Israel. In fact, I know it's going to affect it, because that is in the Word. It says it.
I know. It's a,
and this guy, I don't think, is a friend of Israel. So.
No, I know. And the thing is that, and they've been working their process of politics over the national resources and water and religious belief for centuries. And when you read, and I don't need to tell you this, but in Revelation 6:8, which you quote in the thing, it says it followed, you know, the song, he followed him, and the power was given to him on the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword and with hunger and death and the beasts of the earth.
Yeah.
And my whole thing that I've presented to the United Nations is concerning the shortage of water and food, which will be, according to the intel reports, is going to be the next world war. And and I've done 6.5 years of archives that almost read like Behold the Pale Horse. And so this fits perfectly in thing because I don't think people really get it, Charlie, what you're saying.
I don't either. I think my people perish for lack of knowledge. I mean,
And you said that. You said that on the DVD, Matthew 13:15, I believe. I'm not sure. But the whole
we are seeing Bible prophecy come true in front of our eyes here. First of all, was when Israel became a nation back in 1948. And then things just—I mean, we see these things taking place. And Christ said that it would be like in the days of Noah,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty bad times in the days of Noah. So these things are going to happen, you know. But God is still in control, and He also said, "If my people call by my name," well, I can't remember exactly, but it's in Chronicles. Will turn from their wicked ways and fall on their faces and pray, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. That is a promise from the creator of the universe, and that's what we need to do
mm-hmm.
is every day is
we need to
clean up our own act. One of the things that I think that America needs to do now, instead of worrying about cleaning up Washington, I think we need to clean up our church, ourselves, our relationships, have a closeness that we have never had amongst Christians and Jews and believers, that we have this united face, that we are going to go according to our God and our consciences, and that would go a long way toward getting people to do the right thing.
I agree with you. Like your lyrics talks about the soul, you know, and how people want to corrupt the soul. And
that's true.
And that's in your lyrics. And the way you've written that is such a way in the real world is that that's the damn truth. I mean, no matter how you come out.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Right. Well,
I hope we have a chance to talk again, Charlie.
Well, we will have, sir. Just we'll try to set it up. You know who you get a hold of now, so get a hold of them. We'll see if we can't do it again.
Okay, Charlie. And God bless
you, sir.
And
God bless you, sir.
I'm carrying it on for you.
All right. Well, just keep the faith.
Yeah, I'll get the Paul Revere's out here.
Right,
have a good day, Charlie, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of the things about Charlie Daniels, in terms of the way he wrote and the process of what Charlie Daniels just said, is from a man from the heart. And directors, Chuck Undersea and Anita Undersea, who are directors of the Behold the Pale Horse, America's Last Chance. It's got Charlie Daniels' music in there in terms of the background of understanding what's happening in the world. You can, by the way, receive a request and purchase from the online bookstore on Republic Broadcasting Network, Behold the Pale Horse, which is one part that's going to be of a trilogy. And one of the things that happens to this thing is that one of the choruses in the song by Charlie Daniels that he wrote, it says, "Now with smoke and mirrors, switch and bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away in this most righteous, godly nation. In the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the people and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door." I want to thank the audience and the station for the privilege of having Charlie Daniels on Parker Pathways. God bless all of you, and let's carry through to find those 1,000 Paul Reveres for real. God bless you all.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Gwen Parker, and we just finished a interview with the music legend Charlie Daniels, and you'll just to excuse me for being very emotional about that interview. There were a lot of things that we set off air and worked the thing through. Charlie Daniels to me is the top of the pyramid in this country. I know there are a lot of people that I've talked about on my archives in terms of who have changed the world of medicine and law processes and missions I've been on in the world, and people I've met dignitaries, dictators in my missions and the rest of it. But Charlie Daniels and the process of what we're talking about in terms of setting into the process of finding those 1,000 Paul Revere's that we need to muster up and get the soul in place. I had known before the interview, which was pre-taped because of Charlie's very busy schedule, and we didn't have the kind of time that we really needed, but we took the time because it was after the election of President Obama. We knew that Obama's thought police had already been instigated within a day and a half after his official election. The thought police was demanding the Justice Department bring criminal charges against any agency or a radio station in the process who talk against Obama that had been placed in place. And the Newsweek, Newsweek magazine, had the has the caricature of Obama, and in a the sword of a dictator emperor with a sword which happens to be a scimitar, and at the top of the Newsweek is statements about the white old men are essentially over. I'm paraphrasing it, but I'm absolutely livid that there are people in this world who say they're metaphysicians. They might be in Europe, and they've been passing that kind of statement around for nearly 3 to 4 weeks. And in Europe, before the election, the process is saying, well, the white old men with their, this is their words, the white old men with their flaccid penises will be ones of, you know, I'll be outmoded and they'll fall eventually, and the whole process of it. The fact that Newsweek magazine has this on the cover before, this is their last print issue, so they're going in electronic form. The process of making Obama as a dictator is very real. The process of how sinister and evil this process is to go to power to the year 2020. I've known about this for a long time. I've given a lot of indications on my shows in terms of the power structure of things. As I said, I have an editorial in American Free Press called Superbugs, and there's some revelations in there about the drug-resistant bacteria. I have another interview column in the Wall Street Journal where I'll be exposing the process of the control of water in the as a new commodity exchange of the United Nations. I have another article in the magazine Futures concerning the control of food and water that was determined in the carbon footprint at Davos, Switzerland. I have in Fortune magazine, I have another article coming out concerning the control of the new re-rating of gold in the world, and how the bank cartels met and what they really said. I have friends there. I know what they said, and I've exposed it. It'll be costly to me, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that I go to the table to the UN, and I'm going to present the complete expose of the control of human life under Obamacare and how it will be instigated within the New World Order. I've talked about this in the year 2007, 2008, 2009. I did 5 shows on the coding process of the human body and how you do not own anything. You don't own your body. You don't own your blood. But you don't own your cells. And all of these instigations of process under the new laws and regulations and the appointment of the new 50 attorneys by Obama are already in place. And also the whole expose of on the eve of the presidential election in this country, we had the Russians with their top Sierra 2-class nuclear attack submarine cruising 200 miles off the East Coast, and the fastest of the new nuclear bombs and the simulated testing to strike America. And on the same day, Obama, 3 o'clock on Washington time, placed the United Nations in the process of having gun control, the installation of global gun restriction laws, the United Nations treaty, and he signed his memo to do it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, this is on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, whose monitor and manitou handle says you can handle the truth. The call in number is 800-313-9443. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And you're free to call and express yourself if you wish as to what you think and thought about how the election came out. I just want to have the chips on the poker table so that you understand what's happening in the end of America and the process of last night's action of Palestine giving what their memo of intent is to the United Nations to renew the Security Council Resolution 242 for the Palestinian state in the West Bank. And, of course, that's another sign-off that Obama has made that his memo of intent is that he would pass through and try to support that. Before the Charlie Daniels interview, the Obama Thought Police went into effect, and that's what they're called. The TSA announced in their what is called the Edict Mandate 7, that they will begin the process of surveillance of people by a chip in the passport, which will be what food you eat, where you go, what you drink. It will be the carbon footprint into the passport, which will determine your activities, which I've talked about extensively. I talked about that in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. I've done a total on the rough, I think, is 6 shows on this alone, spread out over a period of time, giving you the actual algorithms. I gave you the process of the what are called the TIP, the TIP information codes, and each one of these shows is how the carbon footprint will be integrated eventually into the electronic medical record. So this program goes into effect. It was signed off early yesterday by President Obama. On November 18th, President Obama will be visiting Myanmar, which is formerly Burma, and I have great interest in Myanmar for the sake of very high-level kinds of medical healing processes and other kinds of activities that pertain to medicine offshore from the United States, because the idea of having medical care in this country, as we know it, is essentially over. And if all goes well, I don't expect it, but I may be able to have an interview with the President of the United States next Sunday, but I'm not sure, because they know, they listen to this station, they listen to my show on the RBN network, they know how I feel about it, they know that I know, and you know, it's all this whole thing, you don't know everything, but it's like in the election. My version of the election is that people voted for the devil they knew. And the whole process is that it's a bigger problem and concept, the change of the world, than the world has ever seen because of the intent. Charlie Daniels is right. You know, we need to clean up our relationships. We need to understand that God is still in control. We need to look at Congress and Senate and to figure out how we're going to do it instead of giving in to the President of the United States within a 45-minute period by the House of Representatives Bonner and saying, well, that's it. You know, Obamacare is now repealable. So it's a process of taking knowledge and the basis from the Tree of Life. You know, the concept of the Tree of Life has been used in science and religion and philosophy and mythology for years, and it's a common motif in these various world theologies and these philosophies. And the concept of these interconnections of all of these life on our planet and the metaphor of common descent of these evolutionary processes are in the process of the Tree of Life. And it has the whole basis of the understanding. When you get the behold the pale horse and kind of understand the process of what is happening through this, that the Tree of Life is described symbolically in the book of Revelation as having curing properties. And it quotes from the book of Revelation, quote, "The angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." That's from Revelation 22, verse 1-2. So the whole process of the thing in Eastern Christianity, of course, the Tree of Life is the love of God. But the whole process of the development of determination of when life ends, when life begins, and the process of this will be regulated. There are 1,400 federal regulations on the rough that are being worked on by a bevy of new hires, which occurred. This is Sunday, so that began the postings for those new hires occurred Friday under President Obama. This will be a whole new building that it was already in construction, and to hire these new workers, whose whole position is lawyers and what are called post-quasi-law clerks, very high quality. Most of them will come from Harvard, Princeton. So two are going to come from Yale. And, you know, they're going to work on these federal regulations to determine who lives and dies under the health, on the Competitive Effectiveness Council of Health and Human Services. And under the understanding in the world, there were people who were jumping up and down by the thousands in Europe. Gone is Israel, gone is Israel. And the scrimmager flag flying with a picture of Newsweek of Obama in his epaulette, Napoleon gold trim of rope. You know, they understand people talk about the fact of the election and they say, well, it was a Hispanic vote, 71% of the Hispanic vote, and the whole process. It has been known for some time in the Hispanic community. They have Obama's picture and on altars with candles lit around it. They pray. He is considered a god to them. And when they asked on the celebration system, as I understand, my reliable sources that have told me, when they had the ceremony when Obama was doing his acceptance speech, they asked people, what do you think freedom means? And they said, oh, the things we get. It's an, it's an Obama phone. It's the fact that I can go and I can have free medical care for life. And these are the answers that were given to the Italian press, to the Mexican press in Univision, the USA press, of course, who made Obama as the mentor and the process and made this and held out the process of the CBS video on the process of what he did. You know, he never talked about the terrorism of Benghazi. And the whole thing comes out, and the whole pack of unbelievable misdirections, like on the Eagle Ford Shale Formation in Texas. You got 14 counties in south central Texas. You got it's a 50-mile wide and 400-mile long swath that lies in hydrocarbons and natural gas in the process. I've been against the process of fracking from the standpoint of how it affects the aquifer, because you have to have 5 to 6 million gallons of water for every frack. Do you think this is some kind of hypothetical physics problem, an academic discussion? Where do you think the water is going to come from? And the thing is, and you can't use that on crops. The whole thing coming down to the fact of the shift of the process. You get your natural gas. I'm not against the process. No, it's the idea of the jobs, you see. No problem with the jobs. I don't have any problem with that. The whole thing is, what I have a problem with is a fact of the deception of the federal regulations, the President of the United States, and the sellout by the House of Representatives and the Senate, knowing very well that the process of what we're paying for in terms of that is what is called the economy of scale, which is working against the human body and in terms of its medicine, in terms of its water, in the terms of the process of this. And there's some kind of conceptual magic that can happen through ozonizations and other kinds of products of chemistry, and how that will be set forth. But you see, how do you affect the land? How do you affect the land in terms of making this a process by which you can use the land again? You can't. And this is one of the basis of the drawing of the line in the sand, which is in Behold the Pale Horse. It's at the Alamo, and it's the enactment. And you have the process of how they drew the line on the sand. And when the process of the Alamo was there, and the complete enactment was to take place there, of the actual duplication of the Alamo, and after they did the behold the pale horse way. The Alamo burned down. So all that's been captured, the idea of the real Alamo, the actors that are there, and the whole basis of the development, you see, of the theory, of the process, as Sam Houston said, the most powerful word in the process of history is the word no. So we have a lot of tinkering with the human condition that's very important on this Veterans Day. I wanted to mention that there are some, as I understand it, some businesses. Krispy Kreme will be handing out free donuts and free small coffee to veterans today. The California Pizza Kitchen is offering free pizza and non-alcoholic beverages. And the headline for their promotion is, Your Service Deserves Ours. That was done by Jay Hart. He's the CEO of California Pizza Kitchens. And, of course, Denny's, they're going to have all-you-can-eat pancakes to vets on Monday. Tomorrow, and the promotion is to highlight our loyalty to such a key demographic. And then, of course, Hooters is going to offer vets 10 free boneless wings on today, but only if you purchase a drink as well. And Einstein Brothers Bagels are going to be giving out free signature classic bagels they have today to the vets. And, of course, Red Lobster is giving out free appetizers and even lobster pizza. And Outback is going to have a blooming onion appetizer and a soft drink for the vets. And TGI, thank God it's the Friday, and we'll let vets pick any lunch item free on the Monday menu. So these folks are giving their thank you to the vets. I've been told that you know, to be involved in positive thing, and they call me a hero, but I say to them the very thing, I said, no, I'm not the hero. It's my buddies that didn't come back. They're the heroes, as far as I'm concerned. I wish, you know, you walk around with that in your head, wondering if you could have saved more, but you did your best. And that's what we have to do here in terms of getting these, what Johnny Daniels calls the, or Charlie Daniels calls the Paul Revere's, and the basis of what Paul Revere concept of getting the country back in a new feeling. I want to give a respect to a friend and the process of who died. Russell Means, and he was a Sioux Indian, and he was in the movies for some time, and he occupied the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington and scaled Mount Rushmore to desecrate the monument of George Washington. But underlying his actions, he had failed. He said the United States has failed to honor its treaty with Indians and saddled them with corrupt governments. And that was his feeling. He said that he said after I die, I'm coming back as lightning. And when it zaps a White House, they'll know it's me. I hope that's on his epitaph, but I remember that. And the process of the way that one discovers what has happened, that's going to be put in place, there are no cliches anymore. Obamacare is forever, and as it stands, and the regulations that I'm mentioning about are reshaping the insurance market. And the government, of course, has made a deal, a pact with the insurance companies that they become partly government-controlled. And that way they can control the rates and eventually get rid of the insurance markets. And the concept of the permanent big government, that he wants a larger federal government, and he intends to make that reality. And he wants to reach the process of a 23% of the gross national product in federal employment by the year 2022. And we'll see you at the other end of the break, and we'll try to discuss a process of a future liberal Supreme Court, of which some of the choices have already been made, for the future of the social communist America. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
One of the things that I forgot to mention in the idea of the money of a quantitative easing three, the QE three by the Federal Reserve, that they're not quite telling the public that that's going to come to about $1 trillion. So what we have there is the beginning. It'll be the beginning out of QE4, and I don't think Bernanke is going to lose his job, and there are other aspects of things. Of course, the reevaluation of the gold by the bank system will be coming up, and that's part of the interconnection of a very sad tale. Is that's sad enough, but the whole thing is that I just want to mention what I consider it an enormous loss that Representative Ron Paul is retiring. He was responsible for the Federal Reserve Transparency Act, and where the Federal Reserve has to have an audit every 12 months of the board of the Federal Reserve at each governor's meeting. Of course, what's left out is the fact that the Federal Reserve gold holdings, that's not in that bill, in the process of that act. But Ron Paul, no matter what you say about him and the whole thing, he's another patriot. And I'm going to miss the communications. I really am. And so I want to just come back to the treaties that will be started on the memo of intent from President Obama, and that will be the signing of the law of the sea treaty. This is where the treaty gives sovereign control by the United Nations over all the riches at the bottom of the world's ocean to an international seabed authority. It means we lose all minerals, the sea minerals to the surface, and the International Tribunal of the Law of the Sea Treaty has a special court, which is going to be in Hamburg, Germany, and they will decide maritime disputes that can be enforced against an individual American. That goes into effect, and the law of intention to be put forth within the next 6 months. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee to the United Nations Treaty on the Rights of the Child is an attack on parents' rights to raise their own children. In this country, the parents' right to raise their own children will not be promulgated. In fact, love songs in this country will have to be analyzed by a government agency. And, of course, that is another bothersome situation, but I don't have time to talk about it, but I'm really heartbroken about that. And, of course, the ratification of the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty I've already mentioned, which is the gun control advocate passing the U.S. Senate after the debate. And that goes to the United Nations. And then, of course, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities will come under the United Nations process, and that was signed by the U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice. We'll see you on the next hour of Parker Pathways.